Sky Sports Radio.
Sky Sports Radio News for toyotamaterialhandling.com.au, Australia's first choice in forklifts.
Football Federation Australia boss Frank Lowy admits he's not happy with FIFA President Sepp Blatter's re-election. Blatter has secured a fifth term in the position despite seven of his officials facing extradition to the US on corruption allegations. Mr. Lowy had cast a vote against Blatter but says he's not worried about retribution.
Everybody accepts that this is democracy. People voted the way they thought the best, and the majority of people thought that Blatter would do a good job for the future.
The federal government has welcomed a UNESCO decision not to place the Great Barrier Reef on the World Heritage in Danger list. But environmental groups say the report puts both the federal and Queensland government on notice to deliver on their promises to protect the reef. The report notes the overall outlook for the reef is poor and has requested a progress update by December 2016. The Foreign Minister will urge Indonesia, Malaysia and other nations in the region to do more to fight Islamic State. The Australian reports it would be part of a multinational bid to stem the terror group's expansion into new countries. Julie Bishop says countries throughout Southeast Asia and in the Middle East have a responsibility to do more. Testing of frozen berries from overseas won't be increased as a result of the hepatitis A scare, Lucy Brennan reports.
34 Australians became ill with hepatitis earlier this year in an outbreak linked to Nana's frozen berries imported from China. The scare prompted a review into how the product is tested. But a food standards inquiry has found the product remains a low-risk food and says there is no need to change the risk or testing status of the berries. The berries will now only be subject to very occasional testing at the border. Lucy Brennan, Macquarie National News.
More than 300 fire stations across the state are opening their doors to the public. Today's event will give families the opportunity to check out the trucks and improve their knowledge of fire safety. Fire and Rescue Superintendent Tom Cooper says kitchens are of particular concern heading into winter.
A lot of our fires start in the kitchen. Almost half of our fires that we attend in homes and in houses start in the kitchen. And so we're urging everybody to take a little bit more care.
Children are having medical treatment for injuries and anxiety as they mimic adult pornography online. The Australian reports unsupervised internet access is creating a generation of hyper-sexualised children. Also making news, two people have died in separate crashes in Bankstown and Razorback. A South Sydney schoolteacher has been charged with 29 counts of aggravated sexual assault, and police are cracking down on truck drivers in a blitz with an alarming number caught high on ice behind the wheel. To finance news, and one Australian dollar is buying 76.45 US cents.
Sport for Builders Steel Direct.
Parramatta has farewelled a four-match losing streak, holding off Penrith 26-20 at Pepper Stadium. It was a horror start for the hosts as the Eels raced in two tries in 6 minutes and fullback Matt Moylan limping off the field with a snapped ankle. Coach Brad Arthur says the victory is a relief.
It's a credit to the boys because the last 4 weeks, you know, they're just stuck at our processes and gone about what we needed to do. And I'm just glad for them that, you know, we got through the other side of it.
Three games in the NRL today. The Titans host South Sydney. Brisbane travels to Canberra. North Queensland takes on Manly. Maria Sharapova has crushed Samantha Stosur's French Open campaign with a straight sets win in the third round. Craig Gabriel is in Paris.
Stosur had her chances, just like last year when they met a round later. The first set saw the Australian up an early break, only to have Sharapova win three consecutive games. The set swayed, but Stosur didn't win the important points. And when it was done, the Russian figure was only a matter of time, and she ended up winning 6-3, 6-4 to reach the last 16. Roger Federer, Anna Ivanovic and Stan Wawrinka all advanced. Craig Gabriel, Paris, Macquarie National News.
The Sydney Swans have ended Carlton's miserable week with a 60-point thumping in their AFL clash at the SCG, and Sydney FC is hoping its blockbuster friendly with EPL giants Tottenham will give a huge boost to Australian soccer. That's sport. I'm Danielle Pogson.
This is Macquarie National News.
Today's sports report brought to you by Builders Steel Direct, the lintel specialist. Lintels, T-bars and arch bars at best prices. BuildersSteelDirect.com.au.
Sky Sports Radio, Sydney weather.
Partly cloudy today, patchy fog in the morning, 11 to 19 degrees on the coast, 9 to 19 in the west. Mostly fine on Sunday. Further ahead, overcast on Monday, Tuesday, possible showers Wednesday. Right now in town, 11 degrees, humidity at 87%, winds from the north-northwest at 15 kilometres an hour. It's 6 at Campbelltown, 9 at Gosford, 10 at Lucas Heights and Terry Hills.
Racing HQ Saturday is brought to you by Tab's Cash Out, which now allows you to eject early on your multi. Find out more at tab.com.au or on your mobile. On Sky Sports Radio, it's time to take you to the tracks of New South Wales and around Australia.
Boban, General Ife and Charlie Foley, they come to the line and Boban will win the 10,000.
For the latest from trainers, jockeys and those in the know, here's Andrew Bensley with Racing HQ Saturday.
Yes, good morning, everybody. Welcome to Racing HQ Saturday. For those that are joining us for May 30, Saturday racing for the Australian Turf Club at Rose Hill. A very heavy dew on that track this morning. They've left it as a soft 7, a penetrometer of 5.44, and the rail at 3 metres. So a soft 7 where we are, just due to that real heavy dew this morning. Newcastle, soft 6 and the rail at 5 metres. Mooney Valley, soft 5 and 5. Weather in Melbourne. Doomben, 27 degrees on the way there today. Very foggy around Doomben this morning. Good 4 with a penetrometer of 4.82, and Morfordville is a soft 5. He's made his way to Brisbane, to Radio TAB headquarters there at Sandgate. Ron Duffersey, good morning, Duff.
Yeah, good morning, Andrew. Looking forward to a big day today in Queensland. It's a lovely day here today.
27 degrees, mate. You won't know yourself.
Yeah, it's a long summer up here. It's amazing. The winter hasn't set in at all.
Yeah, 27 degrees. We're going to get your thoughts on these programs right through it, mate. How does Rose Hill look?
Disappointing with the 7 reading this morning. I was hoping that it'd burn off a bit, but hopefully we'll get an upgrade or two throughout the day and get some good racing.
I think, as Lindsay explained, for people that may not have heard it, they've got very thick grass there at Rose Hill, and with that heavy dew, Duff, it's just made it like water-like this morning with that soft 7. So it'll be interesting to see what ends up happening there.
Yeah, I'd expect it. Well, I'd be hopeful of an upgrade.
Yeah. Let's have a look at these earlies. I'll just refresh and then I'll give you what we've got there at the moment. We've got 13 of them. Race 1, number 7, First Precinct, number 7. Race 2, number 5, Zarsparella. 8 Strace and 10 Imperial Lass, who runs in the Oaks in Brisbane. 5, 8 and 10. At the moment, races 3, 4 and 5 are clear. Race 6, number 1, Good Project. 2, Mojave and 9, Avanarco come out. 1, 2 and 9. Race 7, number 4, Mademoiselle. 11, All Cerise and 12, Lord Da Vinci. 4, 11 and 12. And race 8, number 10, Mojave. 13, Maysoon and 15, Black Revolver. 10, 13 and 15. So they're the early ones, Ron. We'll keep an eye on those. Just before we're joined by Bjorn Baker, the disappointment of yesterday was the scratching of Bohemian Lily out of the Queensland Oaks. It's reshaped and got a few trainers rethinking their tactics in the race.
Yeah, well, so I'd expect so too, Andrew. She looked the logical. Everyone was going to hand up to her, and now things are up in the air. You know, does Colin Lill probably rolls forward? Can Rustic Melody go forward? She has done in the past. I don't know. Does Imperial Lass race closer from Barrier 1? No Tricks led at the first Queensland start. They went back to last the other day. So the speed map of this race is completely up in the air.
Yeah, we'll discuss it right through the morning. Bjorn Baker's got one of them in the Queensland Oaks, a filly called Sabrina. Bjorn, good morning to you.
Morning, guys.
Mate, you've really aimed it towards this all the way for the three runs, this preparation.
Yeah, it's been in the back of our head. She actually, after she won on Melbourne Cup that round, went out to the paddock and unfortunately got a cut in the paddock. So that scuppered any plans in terms of Sydney in the autumn, and we've had to look further afield to Brisbane.
She's travelled up there okay, Bjorn?
Yeah, great. She ate out last night. Couldn't have travelled better.
She's a filly that looks to have a tremendous will to win, as we'd say.
Yeah, I guess so. I guess one thing, she's been probably unlucky in three Australia's start, so it's a little bit hard to know exactly what's there, especially in regard to this preparation. But she's very genuine. She's got a lot of class about her. I think she's a good filly. I think the best is yet to be seen.
I'm sure your jockey will have a plan. Has the trainer got a plan?
Well, the plan is put a good jockey on and then he can plan for all of us.
She's got back in most of her runs. That's just her style, or could she be more adaptable at this distance?
It's probably been a little bit by design. I think she has got probably a little bit more gait speed than she's been credited with. I know she trials don't count too much, but she led both her trials, I think, earlier in this preparation. And she's a little bit, got a little bit more tactical speed than she's probably credited with. So hopefully we may be able to use some of that today.
Is there any concern in the past couple of runs, heavy 9, heavy 10, and all of a sudden, bang, within a week she's back on a good track?
Oh, not necessarily. We can't really worry about that. I think she goes well on a good track. She won at Randwick on a good track. And I think there's two other runs on good track. She's been very unlucky. One day at Canterbury, she just had no room at all. So I don't think that's a concern. I guess we'll find out.
Couple of runners in Sydney, Cyclone, any expectations first up in race 6?
Well, he's hard to catch. It's probably fair to say he's not the most genuine, but if he gets back, they roll along up front and he can pull to the outside and get clear open space, that's what he likes. He's got to be some chance. And off the rails, once again, we had a super prep last preparation. First up last time, he sprinted really well. And he's just so lazy at home, it's very hard to get a guide on him. And until you put those blinkers on race day, it's tough to get a good mark on him. But I think he's going well. I think he's done as good a form as he's been in terms of what he's shown. And if he sprints like he did first up last time, he's got to be a chance.
Beauty. Good luck with him today.
Thanks a lot, Bjorn.
Thanks, guys. See
Thanks, mate. Bjorn Baker joining us there. Where do you put the filly Sabrina into this race, Duff?
Yeah, look, I had her on top all week and I just sort of got a little bit cold feet with looking. Just being for that reason, you know, she's been having those tough runs on heavy tracks and now all of a sudden this is a different sort of race altogether. But I've still got one of the top picks. I've got a second pick, to tell you the truth, Andrew.
Where did you have Bohemian Lily in your thoughts?
I had her fourth pick. I was worried that she'd already had her grand final.
Okay.
I was. I thought that was a gut-busting run last week. And I know Michael Fraser's a real stickler for it when they hit, there's only one peak performance in each preparation.
Yep.
And maybe that was it. But look, we'll never know now.
No.
If she would have reproduced that performance, she would have been the horse to beat.
Well, she would have just given us what we're after, a bit of pace in the race. That
would have made it real contest. Real contest.
Exactly. Joe Pride's joining us this morning. Morning to you, Joe.
Good morning.
I know Duff obviously wants to talk about today. The Stradbroke next week, Rock Sturdy ran last weekend. Everything's on plan there if you can just squeeze a run.
Yeah, I'd be pretty hopeful he can get into the field there. I thought last week was probably a little bit disappointing, but he didn't have much luck in running either. He got the check back at a vital stage, and I'm convinced he was on the best part of the track. But, the drop down to 53.5 will help next week, and worked well yesterday.
Mate, who rides at 53?
Tim Clark's going to ride him next
week. Tim Clark, yeah, okay. Well, the biggest issue is now just getting a spotter. There's a couple of runners today, and we've just got to wait and see what unfolds with the weather a little bit as well. But as long as the horses fit to run, that's the main thing.
That's it.
What about Kuro and Baller Muscle? If they win today, will they back up next week?
Oh, look, there's certainly an opportunity there for them. Really just going to assess that on today. Sort of not looking any further forward than that. Just need to see what they do today, and they've got to convince me that they want further than 1,200, which at this stage neither horse has so far.
In that race, race 5 in Brisbane, you do have they're both there. So Kuro, solid last time. How's he trained on?
He was, yeah. Good. You know, he's been good this preparation. Second in the Galaxy. It's the right sort of form, I think, for a race like this. He's in terrific order, not particularly well weighted, but he's in good order, and he probably gets the right sort of run today as well.
Baller Muscle, he cruised in a trial on Monday just to keep him up to the mark.
That's it, yeah, he's 5 weeks between runs and sort of needed to do something in between, so thought his trial looked really good, and yeah, didn't mean they trial like that, they race well, so.
Bit of a war of words about tactics here. You say they'll have to, well, you used to train, that's a good idea. He's a pretty fast horse.
she's a pretty fast horse. Yeah, and I've sort of I had a good chat with Glenn, and we've got a good plan to hopefully beat that horse, and you know, it's sort of a dual prong attack to do that might help.
Okay, interesting race. Is there a leaning either way with your two there?
Look, I think Ball of Muscle's, you know, sort of more attractively placed. A three-year-old that's got to give an old horse like him weight, I don't think very attractive, but no run of the race stuff might favour the other horse. So, yeah, look, maybe a slight on leaning towards Ball of Muscle, but probably the market tells you that anyway.
Race 6, Bonite. She was scratched from a suitable race last week or during the week. Her form reads well, beating the Zoom and then hampered by that riderless horse last time.
Yeah, look, I think if you can be competitive in that Saturday grade, here you go up and you can run in these listed races and be there about. So, obviously, being a mare, we're looking for some residual value for her. She's a three-quarter sister to Terra Vista, and you know, I'd love to get some black type beside her name. So she's racing well, and we'll give her the opportunity.
Sydney race 2, Miss Vond, presents well, third up, 1900.
Yeah, nice race for her. Nice, good quality mare, and I think we're getting her back to her right form. So.
Modesty race 3, what do you think of this filly?
She's nice, really nice filly. Unfortunately, she was set down to run at Newcastle last week and they called the races off, and she was going to run in that and then back up into this. So she probably goes in there, maybe a touch short in fitness, going sort of 3 and a bit weeks between runs. But there's still a little bit of quality about her, and her win at Gosford was excellent, and her first start was also very good.
Rainer Fair, I'm on the verge of tipping him today. I think it's a lovely race for him. He's sort of sneaking back down class a little. And what do you think of him, 1400 today?
Yeah, look, 1400's never sort of posed a problem for him. He's won an Apollo, he's run second in a couple of all-age stakes to champions. So, the 1400's about right. Looks to get the right run today. If he doesn't win or run extremely well today, he possibly shouldn't be in work, you know, just given what he's done in the past. Got a wet track, you know, I just think he just needs to rate him and he should be very competitive.
When you say rating, would you like to just go through the first 600 or 700 pretty slowly here?
Yeah, look, I don't think we need to go overboard. I can't see anything wanting to pressure us. He rolls along at a decent tempo anyway. But, you know, Brody, he possibly just got a little bit carried away on the horse the other day and they had him running really quick sectionals up front and sort of break the field up. And it was all very exciting until the last time he got run over, which was probably to be expected given the sections he'd sort of cruised through in. So I think today, yeah, with the senior jockey on, he'll just rate him nicely.
You've also got Diver Tyre here. She's hard to line up in a race like this, but she's off a stakes win.
She is, yeah, last super win first up there. Whether or not she can repeat that sort of, you know, just straight away, it remains to be seen, but she's certainly favoured by wet track. She's won at Roseville before, and she'll enjoy a decent tempo up front.
Mr. Manhattan, race 6, find any excuses last time?
Look, I just think the run of the race stuff, you know, I was pretty surprised when Mojave came up and sort of attacked him the whole race, and they sort of brought each other undone and set it up for Kaepernick. So I think today, sort of declared to the stewards already, we're looking to ride him with cover. I think if we can get that, unfortunately Mojave's come out of the race, but if we can get that cover, I think he'll race really well, and he looks a really promising horse. His 2 runs before that failure were excellent.
The last Ernest, he's back to Rose Hill.
Yeah, back to Rose Hill on the back up from Ramick. That's been a combination that's worked well for him in the past. Been keeping one last trick up my sleeve with Ernie, and he gets it on today. He's got a shadow roll on, which he works in, hoping to get that big noggin of his down a bit and flatten him out. So he's also had a bit of success when I put a new rider on him. I'm not sure why that is, but whenever I put a new rider on him, they seem to get it right the first time they ride him. So this kid's a pretty good kid out of New Zealand. Hopefully he gets it right.
Okay. You've also got Impulsive Spirit here. Won't be far away with any luck from that draw.
Yeah, the draw's the key. If he'd drawn, you know, inside of 10, he'd do midfield. As it is, he's probably going to have to go back and be in the last few, but he's got an electrifying sprint. Forgive him his run at Hawkesbury. Treat him as if, you know, on his run first up at Warwick Farm, and he's got an explosive finish, and I'd expect to see that today. I've been scratching him lately because of really wet tracks, but he gets a surface that will suit him today.
Beautiful.
Good on you, Joe. I hope they all run well, whether at the Rose Hill or up in Brisbane.
My pleasure. Thanks, guys.
Thanks, Joe. Joe Pryde joining us there. This is Sky Sports Radio, Racing HQ Saturday with Ron Duffersey in Brisbane, and Gay Waterhouse is joining us. Good morning to you, Gay.
Good morning, Andrew, and how are you both?
I'm excellent. How are you, Duff? I just sort of say good morning to you, but I've never asked you how you are.
I'm well, thanks,
Andrew. No, well, I'm always under the pump, but I'm well, and I was in Melbourne yesterday morning for the the trial of Wanjana, which was, and then I was back in Sydney on the 11 o'clock to do a bit of work. And now I'm off to Brisbane this morning to see Espanol and the horses up there. So it's all going in my life.
No, well, it always is, I reckon. I don't think there's ever a dull moment in the Gay Waterhouse life.
I said that to Damien, who drives me this morning. I said, at least we can honestly say that every day is different.
Yes, I think for sure. Wodgina, were you happy with that jump out down the straight?
Very much so. Very much so. You really worked well. You know, you've got Brazen Bow and you've got Wanjana, and they came away a long way away from the rest of the other two. I like the way Michael just got down and got on with it. He ran through the line very well. Damien Oliver said he pulled up terrifically, but I never blew a candle out.
Yeah, so I think they go on Wednesday. So you've now just got to get these horses over there. It's a long way to go with a couple of stops to get them there in one piece.
Very, very exciting thing. It's a very exciting thing for Australia. It's a very exciting thing for the connections.
Yep.
Horse has been sold, so he's still retained partly by Dr. Bateman and his wife Belinda. And the other part, of course, will stand at Newgate.
Yeah, for sure. No, it's an exciting time for sure. The disappointment yesterday, Gay, was the scratching of Bohemian Lily. Going forward, the filly will be okay.
Oh, she'll be perfect. And she'll be back. She won't be up for very long. I'll give her a little break in Queensland. She'll furnish into a magnificent four-year-old. I've always had in my mind when I first saw her, one, she was an Oaks filly. Well, that wasn't to be. And secondly, the more I've seen of her, I've always thought she was a Caulfield Cup type horse. She's a really outstanding stayer, Andrew.
Yeah, yeah.
Percy Sykes, the great vet, used to say to me, these things sometimes happen for a reason. He said, just move forward.
Yep. No, I understand.
Gay, you're going to Brisbane for one runner, Freshbanol. It looks a lovely race for him.
Oh, it's a great race for him running. He's a favourite in the race. He deserves to be on his run. It's going. He's really training well, this horse.
Okay. Your runner's in Sydney, White Dove. She looks suited just on a back on a bit of a drier track today.
Drier track, shorter distance. She certainly should be effective in that race.
Okay. You've got two runners in race four, Fade On and Ecuador. You both look chances.
Both got very good chances. Both have mixed their form a little bit of late, but both, I thought, could run very, very well. Don't say if I prefer one to the other. Mm-hmm. They're very fit, they're very happy, and the punter should have a bit on each.
In race seven, Role Model, she drops 5 kilos today in a race to suit.
This is, I think, my bet of the day. The mare's just gone ahead in leaps and bounds. I'm chewing on a piece of toast at the same time.
I reckon you're eating some toast and you've had some cereal.
No, I don't have cereal, but I must say the toast is not bad. But the marmalade jam is absolutely outstanding.
I tell you something. There's never a dull moment with you, Gay. You're doing an interview and you're eating toast at the same time.
Well, I want to get the cure in my hairdresser because I'm not going to go overseas without having my hair done. And I've got to get the 10 o'clock to Brisbane.
Oh, better. You've got plenty on. If only you and I had that issue, Duff, rushing off to get our hair done.
Yeah, well, before we go and get your hair done, we've got to find out about King Cobia, because it was a better run at Wagga last time.
A very good run, and he's absolutely going super. If ever he was going to win a race, you know, he'd probably run a far better than his odds indicate. He's got his foot on the till, and the other one I went back as Role Model, I couldn't be happier with her.
Okay, off you go.
Thank you. Bye.
Bye, Gay. Oh, Fedekin, she's always fantastic to us, but she's always on the go.
Toast.
Toast with marmalade. She is dead set making me a bit peckish now. I'm starting to feel a bit hungry. But no, we thank her for her time. I was thinking we've got interviews with three trainers to come.
Mm-hmm.
Peter Snowden, John O'Shea and Chris Waller. The issue is that they all want to go at 7:30 or after. This Chris Waller interview, it's going to take you 25 minutes.
It could well do. And we've got to get Liam's tip.
Yes.
He gave us Barra Miller last week, so
yes,
we'll save that up. We've got a drum roll for that.
We will find something for Pryor's Pearlers.
Liam's Long Shot?
Liam's Long Shots, yes.
We've got to find a sponsor.
Yeah, no, we'll get something. But I thought we might take a break now. Do you want to try and this is live radio, do you want to try and get Leon Davies about his horse that's running today?
Why not?
We might get to Leon and see whether... Because it was scratched from Brisbane to run in Sydney, wasn't it? Crooked Blaze.
I was going to have something on it in Brisbane, but all right. Still give it a chance in Sydney.
All right, we'll take a break and we'll see if we can track down Leon. And as I say, we've got Peter Snowden, John O'Shea and Chris Waller all coming up over the next 30 minutes or so. It's 25 after 7.
Send Sky Sports Radio a message by email. Any person, any program, any matter. One email address will find us all. Go to skysportsradio.com.au, click feedback and follow the prompts. It's that easy.
The Budget Small Business, Harvey Norman. Three big winners. If you are a small business, then Harvey Norman is your destination. Up to $20,000 per item can be written off immediately. Carpets, electrical, computers, furniture, bedding. This really is a bonanza for small business. And when you spend, the whole of the economy benefits. Win, win, win at Harvey Norman, Harvey Norman, Harvey Norman. Tax rules apply.
Rebel's massive end of financial year sale is on now. Save 40% off all Reebok clothing, 30% off all basketball systems, and save our 30% right now on selected treadmills. Many more great offers are in store or online at Rebel.
Australian Turf Club Racing and the Queensland Oaks from Doovan on your racing leader, Sky Sports Radio.
Bohemian Lily continues to be the only scratching in the Group 1 Queensland Oaks. And just having a look at the latest information for Rose Hill, as we've told you a number of times this morning, it's a soft 7. We've now got 14 scratchings. Prasirius has come out of the first. Race 1, number 5 on Vets. So that's the extra that we've given you. Race 1, number 5. Ron, Leon Davies is joining us. Leon, thanks for answering your phone on short notice, mate.
That's all right, Andrew. How are you?
Very well indeed. Well, Duff just told us on air he wanted to back Crooked Blaze in Brisbane. Try and tell him, convince him now why we should be backing the horse at Rose Hill.
Obviously, if anyone does their form, I'll obviously please three times second up. He's obviously second up today, so I'm not going to try and convince anyone.
Okay, so a little bit where is that's a pattern he's going to evolve with him, Len?
Yeah, obviously, early on, Ronnie's obviously had three goes second up. Obviously, they've been on wet tracks as well. We're hoping he's only had the 10 days in between the runs and had probably 5 or 6 weeks freshen up, so I'm hoping it's not going to be much of a drama today.
Okay, look, he's a pretty promising horse, isn't he?
Yeah, he's obviously always shown us a bit. Done a few placings on a few decent horses, and we're paying for that now with a benchmark system. So.
Okay, he goes from 1100 to 1200 today. Can he race in the box seat from that draw?
Yeah, obviously early on he used to just jump and want to run, and obviously be very one dimensional. We taught him to relax a little bit, and I've always found track work, and obviously in his trials, he's a better horse when it's safer. So we're hoping he can just throw him behind him.
Okay. And what's the plan this preparation? Just to try and get him through all the classes?
Yeah, just go through his classes, his preparations, and see where we end up.
Beauty.
All right. Good luck, mate. I hope the right decision's been made today.
Thanks, guys.
Good on you. Leon Davies there with Crooked Blaze. Ron, this time next week we're at the Stradbroke Day, the $2 million Amy Stradbroke. Still a fair bit to play out of here on this final 16, being at Doomben. It's a field of 16 next week. I've got Lamosti at the moment, number 19. I've got Rock Sturdy at 20 and Bring Me the Maid at 21. Now, a couple of horses obviously run today, El Rocker and Kuro being two of those. Chris Waller's pretty much decided that Boban and Delectation are his two, with Catkins still there, but very unlikely to run. So there's still a bit of work to do to get Lamosti into this field for mine at this stage.
Yeah, she looks in a bit of trouble, although, you know, you can get drop-offs in the last week, but yep. There is there'd be grave concerns if I was involved with the connections, that's for sure.
What I can tell you, though, Ron, is that Corey Brown has been booked late last night to ride Lamosti at the 50.5 if she makes the Stradbroke field. My understanding is that Corey will be there anyway to ride maybe one or two other horses for the same stable. Okay. But Lamosti, if it makes next week, will be Corey Brown at 50.5 in the race. So we'll wait and see how it gets played out over the next few days. Final field is out on Wednesday, and the barrier draw on Sky Thoroughbred Central at 10:30 on Wednesday morning. John O'Shea's joining us. John, good morning to you.
Morning, Andrew.
You're back home?
Yes, mate.
Yeah, beautiful. How was NZ?
Air cold, but weather was great.
They tell me it's got minus degrees in the morning over there.
Yeah, no, it was very brisk. A lovely frost there the last two mornings, but no, the weather was really nice and very green, which it always is.
Righto, Duff, where are we starting with Godolphin today?
Let's start in Sydney, John, with Shards. It was a good debut. How's he done since?
Yeah, really nice, Ronnie. You know, obviously going to be suited a bit better, the bigger track, a little bit further, allowing just to get into a rhythm. He's a big Scopey Medallia colt, and I think it looks a nice enough race for him to be competitive in.
Yeah, that form shaped up okay out of his last run with the poise last week.
Well, I thought that horse of run well in Canberra, the winner of the race, you know. Nick, it was not a bad run the other day.
Yeah, it was a good run. Any thoughts if your bloke sort of knocked these off today, would he head up to Queensland?
Well, we haven't ruled it out, Ron. You know, I think that's probably the best way to say it. We haven't ruled it out, and we'll just be guided by what happened today.
Yeah, it looks a winnable race, this J.J. Atkins.
Yeah.
Allegria. Now, this appears a nice filly for this time of year.
Sorry, mate?
Allegria.
Oh, look, she... we'd love to have had her going a little bit earlier, Ronnie, but just had a slight setback early on and thought she might have been able to competitive in some of the nicer races, you know. So it's a quality filly. Looks to get a nice run in the race. Wet ground's not going to be an issue. Didn't have a hard run the other day first up. Consequently, sort of presents well into this race. You know, always worry first up on a heavy, but she seemed to get through it quite well the other day, and Blake gave her a lovely soft ride.
Your other runner in Sydney is Grundaziet. He's a talented. All his three wins have been at Canterbury, though.
Yeah, and I think when we did step him out, we stepped him out a little bit further, and I think probably six pulls him up at this stage, so probably entitled to forgive him when he did get beat away from there. I think it's a pretty competitive race, though, to be fair today, and we'll get a good line on where he's at. But we're really happy with him. He's progressed since his first up win. He's just been a sort of big, sort of lean colt starting to fill into himself. And, you know, but he's got a nice sort of record there, and he beat the older horses, albeit moderate older horses, when he won first up.
Brisbane three runners, Handfast in the first. He's an improver suited up in distance.
I thought he was just a tad unlucky, albeit it's only a moderate race the other day at Sunshine Coast. He got ran to an outside fence there after about 200 metres and probably, you know, just lost a bit of momentum and position in the race from that gate today. As long as we don't have any adversity early, James should be able to put him on speed, which I think is going to be an integral part of being competitive today with the rail out. So, look, the 13.50 won't be an issue for him. He's training on nicely, and I thought it was a nice race for him.
Okay, miniature in race 6, 5 weeks and an easy trial since that first up run, and you're throwing the winkers back on.
Yeah, well, I think if she's ever going to get any major black type, today's the day. Be nice and aggressive on her out of the gates just to get her across. I think you want to be sort of riding them a bit pretty there today, so I'll put her into the race and see if she can't sort of get a little bit of black type for the boss.
And you finish with Mojave. Has talent, but just hasn't hit the line lately. But maybe we can put that down to wet tracks?
Yeah, Ronnie hates him.
Okay.
I thought his first up run at Randwick was fantastic. He just got a little bit fresh there, and Max said, you know, this condition just gave out 100 out. Now, I thought it was a pretty fair run, you know. The other day, they rolled along on the wet track, doesn't suit him. He's going really well at home, and... you know, I thought if he could get out and get a position, it just took the blinkers off him because he was just probably travelling a bit keen. And I thought he had the right sort of profile. You know, he's not a bad little horse, but most importantly, he's been going well. So, you know, I thought if you want to have something on him at an odds, say, give you a bit of a cheer on top of the ground, on speed bias, and if he can get across without too much trouble, I thought he'd give it. And he loves being third up. So there's a few things there today. So if he's going to run a race, it'll be today.
Okay, good positive push for him on a dry.
Yep.
Thanks, John.
Thanks, John. John, I know your life has changed with Godolphin, but we had the news yesterday that Inglis are moving from Randwick to Warwick Farm. They're going to use that land that they acquired a few years ago. They're going to build a brand new facility out there. How important is that to the future of Warwick Farm, given that Godolphin are based there?
I've no idea, Andrew. I mean, as to how long Godolphin will be based at Warwick Farm, it's probably up in the air as well. So, you know, it really probably has no impact on us, mate. I think it's great, you know, for the West and the proximity for the trainers out here to be able to walk across to the sales and so forth. But the impact, you know, with regard to Godolphin, I don't think has, you know, any relevance whatsoever at this stage.
Can I just ask you a question? The way you started to answer that, is there a move that Godolphin could go off Sydney tracks and train where you are at Angus Banks fully?
Oh, look, it's something that's been on our radar and discussed with Henry and John. You know, I got to admit, the luxury of training at Osborne Park suits me, and it suits our organisation in terms of Henry's very keen for us to start a bit later for a number of reasons. And if you're training on a metropolitan track, well, you're compelled to, you know, participate during the times the track is open. So, you know, I would think that, you know, it's definitely on our radar over the next 5 or 10 years. You know, when Henry's happy enough that they've got a location, that it would be something we'd give consideration to, and particularly with the changing landscape of the, you know, the area around here where it's development for unit blocks. Godolphin own two major blocks there, and if that was ever to be changed, well, that would probably force our hand a little as well. But I got to admit, the luxury of training at your own base is from my perspective, a lot more enjoyable. The horses do better, and it's something that we may look to do going forward. But, you know, again, that's for the boss and Henry and John to sort out. But it's definitely something I'd be happy with.
Yeah, I understand. All right, thanks a lot, John. Good luck with your runners.
Cheers now.
John O'Shea there joining us from Godolphin. Asked him one question and wanted to ask him a couple of others with the answer. Sounds like he's fallen in love with Osborne Park.
Yeah, well, so sure, it's a magnificent situation they have there, or property they have there, and the facilities. And, it'd be interesting if that move did happen.
Yeah, for sure. Final scratchings are through for Rose Hill. 14 of them on a soft 7. Penetrometer 5.44. Very heavy dew there this morning has kept it in the 7. Race 1, number 5, Precarious, and 7, First Precinct, 5 and 7. Race 2, number 5, Zarsparella, 8 Strace and 10 Imperial Lass, 5, 8, 10. Races 3, 4 and 5 are clear. Race 6, number 1, Good Project, 2 Mojave and 9 Avonarco, 1, 2 and 9. Race 7, number 4 Mademoiselle, 11 All Cerise and 12 Lord Da Vinci, 4, 11 and 12. And race 8 at Rose Hill, take out 10 Mojave, 13 Maysoon and 15 Black Revolver, 10, 13 and 15. So 14 final scratchings for Rose Hill on a soft 7. And just ahead of Chris Waller, looking at Doomben, their interim, and Bohemian Lily is the only scratching there. Index Linked has come out of race 4 there, race 4, number 5, but Bohemian Lily the only scratching at this stage in the Oaks. Peter Snowden now joins us on Racing HQ Saturday at 23-8. Morning to you, Pete.
Morning, Andrew.
You're looking forward to a few today, I reckon.
Yeah, no, it's that time of year, carnival time, and it's good to have a few good chances in the races.
Yeah, I don't want to go backwards, Ron, but I can't wait to hear him say something about Peggy Jean. There's a couple there, isn't there?
Yeah, well, probably not the numbers. You only got 3 runners in Brisbane. It's been small but select, Pete. You start with That's a Good Idea. You'd be happy with that win at Scone.
Yeah, excellent, Ronnie. I thought he did a super job. And probably key to his chances always is the track condition. And good for today, and it looks like being a 27, 28-degree day, so he should get ideal conditions. He's found a pretty solid race, all been a small field, but a solid race. But I think where he's drawn is also key to him. He can take his time coming across, and of course goes really well for Huey. He can judge the speed, and looks a bit of a tactical race to me. There's, you know, the speed horses there, and no doubt be a bit of cat and mouse going on. But they want to be too aggressive, we'll sit off them. But if they don't want to, if they're mucking around, Huey won't hesitate to leap in the front.
Okay, so there is a bit of a war of words out there, a bit of a tactical battle. So you just leave it to you.
Yeah, absolutely love this Huey. This horse really does race well for Huey, and he come from a midfield spot race at Gosford. He made a lightning move half a mile from home, and got beat half an inch by ball of muscle. So he can count from the back, he can leap in the front. So he's a versatile horse, but he'll only be back if they're going crazy speed.
Dublin last race 6, she seems a more mature mare this preparation.
Yeah, no, she's come back really well. Her first win at Ramick was excellent. I thought the next one at Brisbane was super as well. So, good draw today, good track, 3 weeks between runs. Just the right scenario for her to produce a career best run today, and hopefully it is today.
Peggy Jean in the last, she needs luck, as we all know, from that draw, and we have got a rail out today, but she's capable on her day.
Yeah, she needs luck right now. I was disappointed with the draw. There's not much we can do about that, but I'm really happy with the horse. I've got nothing to compare her with because I've never had her before, but the work has been excellent. She looks in great order. I can't fault her at all at home. But 3 out yesterday. I don't know whether there's any more out this morning, but brings the field back to 12. Mm. She's probably going to have to go back a bit, but there's enough speed in there. If they keep running, it'll sort of give her a chance to get home, and all she needs is some luck somewhere to get out and find a bit of clear running, because I'm confident that she will run well. I've seen enough at home to suggest to me that she's back in order and hopefully somewhere near her best form.
Yeah, a couple of runners in Sydney, Dizzy Diva in the first. No gate speed, but looks strong.
Yeah, it's all the trials. She's just, at home, she's a really strong. You'd think a sprinting type filly the way she works, but in the trials she just doesn't muster speed at all, but she sort of chases in the trials, but yet the last furlong of both of them she was the strongest part of a trial. That's the reason I've gone to 13.50 first up with her. Nice filly, she's probably thrown more to the dam than the sire, and to me she looks like she's going to get a mile on her ear. But first one today, look, she's taken on a couple of horses that have raced well and done well before in the past, but I think on her work and what I've seen at home, she won't be able to place there.
Okay, and you've got great esteem. He said a couple of runs back have been okay. This is a lovely race for him, I thought.
I think it's perfect. I had him in Brisbane as well, and when the draw came out, he drew badly. I switched back to here, but I'm not sorry I did. I think it's a perfect race for him. He maps well. A little bit of speed there. You can have the option of sitting outside the speed. I was just dropping him behind the 2 litres, of course, at Gaze and Hollywood Bound. But, look, he's in good order. I thought both his runs have been good. I thought his game run was excellent. He was sort of doing work through deep, no cover. Popped in for furlong and had to get going again, and only a beat less than 2 lengths, and the winner was Strawberry Boy, finished behind him, and Lucky Lago just in front of him, and they franked that form, I thought, last week. So I think he's going really well, and he gets a chance to win today.
He certainly did.
Sounds good to me. Can I ask about one? I've asked Paul a few times. Any update on Miracles of Life, Pete?
She's still resting, Andrew, but yeah. I haven't made a final decision whether to bring her back or not, but it's she could probably have another week out in the paddock before I need to sort of have an answer, because most a couple of runs that she would race in, races that she would race in would be early August, September, September, so she probably needs to get back in shortly, but there's been no decision made as yet.
And you mentioned resting. She did she get galloped on in Adelaide?
Yes, she did. Yeah. It wasn't a serious injury, but just one that took about a couple of weeks to come right. So she had a bit of time in the box and out in the paddock the day, and but the boys have told me that she looks sensational. So if they want to go on again with her, there's no reason not to. But in saying that, she's already done a great job. If she wouldn't start now, she wouldn't be letting anyone down.
Yeah, for sure. We'll wait and see what the owners do. Good on you, Pete. Good luck today.
Cheers, Andrew. Good luck, guys.
Peter Snowden joining us there. We'll take a break, and then Chris Waller at 18 to 8.
This station endorses the Commercial Radio Codes of Practice, which have been registered by the Australian Communications and Media Authority. The codes relate to taste and decency, accuracy and fairness in news and current affairs and advertising. Copies of the codes are available from Commercial Radio Australia. If you feel a code of practice has been breached, your complaint should be made in writing and directed to the manager, Sky Sports Radio, GPO Box 4168, Sydney 2001.
Sky Sports Radio has your racing day completely covered. From Racing HQ to the National Racing Service, there's the tips, calls and entertainment. Going into winter with a bang.
Bang.
Your sports and racing leader, Sky Sports Radio.
Dynamics Indications and Gay Waterhouse proudly introduce a high-quality filly. Buy more than ready. Gay's trained his best from Vintage, a Group 2 winner of 6 races.
No one would know more about More Than Ready than Gay Waterhouse. This is a particularly feminine filly, but she's got great bone for both. She walks in a remarkably determined fashion. She's full of promise, and I like her enormously.
Join our dynamic Gay Waterhouse team. For info, visit our website or call 1-800-619-999. AFSL 336808.
Australian Turf Club Racing and the Queensland Oaks from Doovan on your racing leader, Sky Sports Radio.
Chris Waller's now joining us with Ron Duppersey. Ron's in Brisbane at Radio TAB. Chris, good morning to you. Good morning to you, Chris.
Good morning, everyone.
Chris, are you in Sydney about to board a plane? What time's your flight?
A bit later. I'm using Liam's private jet today.
Okay, righto.
He's now, come back from the Maldives, so warmed up, ready to go, ready to take me to Brisbane.
We'll
save that up to the end of the crescendo, Liam's tip.
Okay, now we've got a new name for it. We've got everything planned for it. So stand by after tipping us into Berra Miller last Saturday. He's got to come up with the goods again today, Ron.
Yeah, it's a hard gig he's got, I'm telling you, because we'll be jumping all over him from as soon as a couple get beat. Anyway, Chris, you start off in Brisbane. You got the pack here in race 4. Obviously, Index Link's come out. Was it Brisbane Cup for him?
Yeah, that was always the plan. So rather than them all going against each other, he can wait for the Brisbane Cup next week.
Okay, so can we separate this mob for Teller, Moriarty, I'm Imposing, Hawkspur?
I think you can on their recent form. I'm Imposing has beaten the others home the last two starts. So although he's backing up within 7 days, his run last week in an unsuitable tempo was still very good. So I see no reason why he couldn't beat the other two home today. And Hawkspur, or the other three, Hawkspur is probably the least of the four, but pretty hard to leave a horse like him out when he can't fire in Brisbane. So it might be a bit of a battle of tactics. I guess Hawkspur can race a touch closer, and he's won ridden that way, so he might be one to change the tactics on today.
Yeah, obviously you'd have to with some of them. You've got four of the six runners, and Pingle's a back marker, Werther's back from a mile and a half, so you say maybe Hawkspur's the more forward of your runners?
Yeah, that would be my preference.
Race 6, Champagne Cat. Did she go to sales during the week?
Yeah, she was sold. Nick Bass bought her, and fortunately she stayed in our stable. She sold for $300,000, so she's been a good earner for her connections and a good payday with the sale as well. So she takes a place to try and earn some more black type in today's race and then also in the eyeliner in 2 weeks' time.
Okay, back in distance looks okay for her.
Yeah, I think had it been 1,200 first up, she wins. Today's a little bit stronger and she might find it a little bit harder to lead, but be nice to think she could be up on the pace because I think that's where she races her best runs.
The Oaks, Winx, how's she come on?
You saw her 2 weeks ago. That was basically a final serious piece of work. We haven't had to do a lot with her, just a bit of long staying work. She's sharp. She's very fit. Hence the reason why she's only had the one run over the mile, just to, I guess, give her a pipe opener before the Oaks today. So I can't fault her, and she just needs to get in from barrier 10, but providing she does, she's going to be very hard to beat.
Tactically, you just leave it to the jockey?
Yeah, it might pay me to stay out, I think. He'll be giving it plenty of thought, and I don't want to cloud his judgment, and I guess it depends how she jumps, how the horses around her jumps, and remembering we're at Doomben. It's a frustrating track to come from a long way back.
Yeah, 5 metre rail today. Ballet Suite, 3 weeks between runs. You're comfortable with that? Obviously you are.
Yeah, very comfortable. She's been through the Sydney autumn, and it's just about maintenance, I think, when you're trying to get a horse or keep a horse racing. So obviously, well, prior to the winning 3 weeks ago, it was a pretty busy week. She trialled at Warwick Farm on the Monday or the Tuesday. She travelled up to Queensland on the Wednesday and then raced. So that was a big week for her. She had an exhibition gallop at the Gold Coast last Saturday. and hasn't missed any work at all. So, yeah, I'm happy with her. Awkward gate, and again, tactics will have to be a big part. I'd be leaning towards going forward with her, though.
Mm. Good project, Hill Strip in the last, Hill Strip Fitter for a second up here.
Yeah, missed a run last week in the 1400 at Randwick, would have been, well, the 1400 metre distance last week would have been better, but I just elect to stay out of that wet track. Awkward gate as well. I think Britain Quiet, he'll attack the line. If there's pace on, I think he's a great chance. If there's little pace, well, it'll be very hard from back there, because he's likely to back up next week in the Guineas. So I just want him settling. That's a mile, so I want him settling and finishing off hard, and hopefully that doesn't take away his winning chances today.
In Sydney press statement, you've been biding your time with him. He's obviously always showed you something, but 1100 to 1350 within 31 days off is no trial. It's not your style.
I guess not. I did have a bid for a 1550 race on Wednesday, so that was how confident I was that you'd take this distance rise. Of running him here because of the prize money, not the distance. So I think he'll be fine. Very athletic horse. he's a pretty handy horse too, so just does everything right, and his work's been very good, and I think he'll be very hard to beat.
Okay. So Willie, he's had a nice grounding for this, and I thought he was good last week.
Yeah, attacked the line strongly, and the track's like, it's still well in that slow range here today, and I think that 7 day backup will certainly be a big help, and as you said, maybe play against the stablemate press statement. So from the 7 day backup point of view, I think the horse is a really good chance. Obviously there's others in the race, but I'm really happy with my two, and both are still on the JJ Atkins next week, but they'd have to win well and obviously pull up well on Monday morning for us to take that next step.
Okay. Bubbles and Boats race two. She's been whacking away and fitter for recent racing.
Yeah, there's been a few little excuses for her, wrong parts of the tracks and things like that, but she would need to improve all the same to win.
Race three, Lucy's Look, went against her last time.
Yeah, the wet track, and today's not a lot better, so maybe just wait for her until she gets on a better surface.
She's a lady. You don't see horses resume after such long spills and win as she did, so she did it pretty well.
Yeah, she did a good job, very good, and they've trained on very well since then. The natural improvement from the fitness aspect will be good as well, so I would say she's the better of our three runners in the race.
Okay, and Romantic Time's the other one.
Yeah, she hasn't really turned up this prep yet. You'd like to see her show something first.
Race four, a few runners here, Intimate Moment. She's well weighted here and looks well placed.
Yep, and I think this track will suit. I don't think she likes it too heavy. A little freshen up. I wouldn't say freshen up, but three or four weeks between runs, and she's trained very well, so probably one of our better chances in the race.
Okay. Your other two, Donchai and Reigning, have had similar type preps back to the trials since their first up runs.
Yeah, Reigning went terrific that day at Hawkesbury, and he's had a trial since then. And Donchai, he resumed on a wet track and had a trial since then too. What's your thoughts on Donchai, Ron?
I thought, you know, he's a horse that could do something. I can't catch him, but I mean, it's a race he could do something in.
Yeah, interesting.
Oh, Liam, I can smell. Oh, geez. You're giving us.
Hang on, early signs of bubble through.
If it starts firming in the market, anyway. Race five, Rugged Cross. He's going well. Back in distance, any concern? Although he's got a good 1400 metre record.
Nah, terrific run. First up. Rugged Cross.
Yes.
Back in distance, I think it'll suit.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know if he's a true miler. And with the pace on, I think it'll be a tough 1400 today. So both runs have been good. I don't think he was suited by the slow tempo last start.
You'll never brilliant first up, although his second up stats don't look as positive.
No, they don't. But he's that type of horse. He could do that first up or his last run of this campaign. He's going to get a similar run race today with Rain Affair in the race. that seemed to really suit him last start, and he's going to be very hard to beat.
Emma Varsho, a little bit better off at the weights, and he did enough first up.
Yeah, and again, the its tempo of today's race should really suit him as well.
Eigelstein is sprinted well fresh in the past, but usually saves his best for Randwick.
Yeah, normally you'd say great chance, but he's still a bit big in condition.
Okay. Bascule in race 6, liked his trial. He's gelded this prep. I was sort of trying to get the Liam sort of seal of approval here.
Well, very close to it.
Oh, very close to it. Okay.
In fact, it was yesterday, but there's been a change. I don't know what the reason is for the change.
You might have got the blood counts or something.
He might be throwing a furphy.
Yeah.
The horse is good. He trialled well, just the one trial, but a few of our horses have been resuming really well off the one trial of late. And we thought he could be a Australian Guineas horse in the autumn, and I think it was only him being a colt that cost him from running in the race and certainly performing a lot better than he did. So that's all behind him now, and he's a happy horse, working well, trialled well.
Race 7, gosh, how's she returned?
Okay, but she needs further.
Georgie Aeroplane, any expectations first up, possibly?
He's come back really well, but I think this is his class. I don't think he's any better than this class. So when you've got a horse like that, I think they need their right distance and everything going for them. So, look, he'll run well, but I just don't think he'd be sharp enough at this level.
Not a bad kid, this Rory Hutchings.
Really good. Level-headed boy as well. He can see the difference, I think, between Sydney and New Zealand racing at present, so it's an extra step up. So he'll do whatever he needs to do to take that step, and he's doing a good job.
How long's he here for, Chris? Is there a set time or not?
I'm not 100% sure on time. It's a few months.
Yeah.
With possibility of an extension, I think.
Yeah, it's good.
Hollywood Bound in the same race. He's a beauty. He was always in control last time.
Yeah, changed horse this preparation, even the last preparation at the end. He was very consistent and doesn't seem to matter where he's racing on types of tracks or anything. He just puts himself there and has a go. So I think he's drawn perfectly and a very good chance.
Campanology also, their returns from Victoria back in distance.
Doesn't stay, so today's distance will suit. He's a fit horse.
Okay. Race 8, Sense and Reason. Good winning first up. Usually better second up.
Yeah. Today she's racing against the boys. That's their only negative. But work's been good, and she'll get back from that wide gate and obviously need a bit of pace on.
How's Holy Delusions training?
She's fitter. She was a bit big going into that first up run. Gets down on the weights for first time for a long time. Probably needs to improve a bit, though.
One in Melbourne, Black Jag. He's on a road trip. You ride him aggressive today?
Yeah, we will. Let him really roll along, especially from the half mile.
Okay,
righto. Now, I've called on bands to play fanfares, and at 5 to 8, I can't lob onto one. So it's time now for Liam's Long Shot.
Seven days ago,
well, I was going to go with Pryor's Perlers, but Duff came up with Liam's Long Shot. 7 days ago, for listeners that may not have heard, we asked Chris for Liam Pryor. Liam is, what's his official title, Chris?
This week he's been the boss.
At Chris's stable, and he tipped us into Berrimilla at, what was it, $15?
Plus.
Yeah. Four. So, 18. So, we're now starting it until he loses one, Duff.
Oh, well, we'll give him a couple of goes. You're a bit harsh, Andrew.
I think he wants it only to be one losing one, and then it presses off. What's he found for us, Chris?
Well, he thought our best chances today were Winks, You'll Never, and Press Statement. I don't know why he left Bascule out. But Liam's Long Shot, straight from the Maldives on the private jet, is Dan Chai. If you've got 10 minutes to listen to the reasons why, you'll be convinced that Dan Chai is the one today.
Okay, beautiful.
Okay, so Dan Chai is race 4, number 6 at Rose Hill. A lot of expectation, Liam. I know you're listening. Keep it up, son, and we'll get you on a regular gig. You'll be doing your preview 8 till 9 every Saturday. Good luck to you, Chris.
Thanks, guys.
Thanks, mate. Chris Wobbler joining us there. Duff, has Munsey arrived?
He's arrived. He's been on a jog by the look of him.
Sweating up, is he?
Yeah, I know. He's not sweating up, but he's got his training gear on.
Okay. All right. Will you take a sip of coffee? Well, did someone bring it in when Cheryl didn't bring it in this morning?
No. I made my own.
It's
the international roast up here in Queensland.
It's not the normal.
They did bring some
Krispy Kreme donuts and honey a couple
of some Krispy Kremes in anyway.
Oh, well, they got it. Munsey's arrived. Yeah, all right. You take a break and I'll do the scratchings and then we'll come back. Thank you, Ron. Ron Duppacy at Radio TAB in Brisbane as we look at all the scratchings for our TAB Thoroughbred meetings. Rose Hill, soft 7, heavy dew, penetrometer 5.44 and the rail at 3. Race 1, takeout 5, Procerius and 7, First Precinct, 5 and 7. Race 2, number 5, Sarsaparilla, 8, Strace and 10, Imperial Lass, 5, 8 and 10. Races 3, 4 and 5 are clear. Race 6, number 1, Good Project. 2, Mojave and 9, Avanarco. 1, 2 and 9. Race 7, number 4, Mademoiselle. 11, All Cerise and 12.